This is the place where sports opinions collide, Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Behan. Joining me on the show, you have a flabbergasted FIBO 24-7.
What it do? Man, if you're watching this, that's a hell of a catch by Kyle Pitts.
It is. It is. He glowing now. What up, yeah, what up, Shelton?
What's happening? What's happening?
What up, Spike?
What up, though?
What up, Nick?
What's happening?
We appreciate you guys tuning in to join us as we discuss the weekend sports, man. Some things happen here and there. College, yeah, Q will be back, y'all. Y'all get a brother some time. Y'all get a brother some time, man. It has been over a month, though. It has been over a month. But yeah, man. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the show. Whoever that big oh shit, that's it. Who is that big motherfucker, bro?
I don't know, but he is dominant.
Is that Fletcher Cox?
Nah, he let go of Fletcher Cox. That's somebody new.
Who is that?
I don't know, but he's taking everything. In the run game, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
He's not even a superstar.
Like, he is a superstar.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that Davis?
Nah.
Jordan Clark?
I don't know. We got to look at the roster.
5 turnovers by the Falcons.
That's crazy. That's innate-like.
That's game. We're watching the playoffs on Twitch. Some guys in our league are playing right now. I would, you know, if I could put it on, I would, but I can't. I don't know how. Either way, but yeah. Yeah, right now, the defending Super Bowl champ is down 30-7 in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 30 seconds basically left. 5 turnovers, 3 fumbles. And a pick. Yeah, no, he did. He came in with a good game plan.
It's the NFC. That's the Wild Wild West, man.
Yeah, it's rough over there, bro.
He out.
That's a tutty. That should be a tutty.
It's not.
Okay.
Nah, he had the angle.
It's good enough, though.
You know Jalen Hurts ain't that fast, man.
But you got to, like, the option and RPOs are, like, real, like.
Real life. You got to read it, though.
They work.
They do.
More this year than they ever have.
They do.
Which is crazy because they don't run RPO like that in the NFL.
The Eagles do, though.
Yeah, but everybody running that. Man, I'll be playing the computer with a slow-ass white quarterback, and them motherfuckers running the RPO.
And they'll break for like 50
yards. That shit makes no fucking sense, bro.
And then you can't hit them.
Yeah.
They run out of bounds or slide at the perfect time. Yeah. Like, you mother.
Yep. So we'll see.
Oh, y'all lost in the playoffs?
No.
I lost yesterday.
Which one y'all in it? None of y'all?
We all lost.
I lost yesterday.
He ain't make the playoffs. Lost second round, lost first round.
And then I didn't even get a chance to play my first game, so my match was a sim, so I didn't even earn it, so I don't even really count that. So yeah, it is what it is. But it was a good bounce back season, shit, from not making the playoffs to getting in this year.
So you
but we ain't ready yet, though.
Y'all rooting against Nate because he wins so much?
He what? Does win all the time.
Is that why?
Wait.
I asked FIFA.
He beat me in the Super Bowl, so obviously I don't want him.
Oh, okay.
How? Oh, that's the heat. Yeah, that
he
was good.
He's been doing that all game.
He has.
But they can't watch this game, so yeah.
Yeah, let's get to it, bro.
NBA.
Your favorite sport?
That's the NBA episode.
Your favorite sport?
We could talk about NCAA later, but I don't think no one really give a fuck right now.
There have been some good games in NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think
we should. Your shoulders as you
said. It's been watchable.
You're surprised that it's watchable?
Yeah. I won't lie to you.
That Arkansas-Kansas game was nice, though.
It was some. It's been worth tuning in.
I mean, what you got for the NCAA?
Yeah, let's start there.
Yeah,
I was going to say, anybody brackets fucked up already?
Everybody.
I didn't even do a bracket.
I didn't get a chance to do a bracket.
Millions and millions of people's, everybody's brackets messed up.
You know who I got winning it all?
Who was that?
Houston.
I have Texas.
I had Duke.
Houston.
You had Duke?
I picked our bracket 5 minutes before it was submission
you
time.
Damn dweeb.
Duke?
I listened to Jay Billis. Of course, he's biased.
You listen to Jay Billis?
Yeah, Jay Billis. Nah. He said Duke was playing the best in the country over there. And they had a 10-game win streak.
They see that every year, bro.
First of all,
they ain't paid no nigga basketball.
Why do you hold Jay Billis to a high?
I don't hold him to any standard. I listen to Dan Patrick every day. He was on there talking. And I just heard it in bypass. That's my guy. I like Dan Patrick.
Bro, you can't. You got the media will always hype up Duke. I watched Duke play once this year versus North Carolina.
I didn't realize they had them, but they're white.
And when I saw them play, I was like, this team isn't all that.
I saw that when I seen them play it for the first time in the tournament. I was like, ah.
Yeah, so lucky they got out of the first round.
Manny was hyping the chat when they won a couple games, though.
I know, and I'm like, bro, like, I know you've watched them all year. Like, why are you hype about this team? Shout out to Manny.
They said UT just looked different from Duke.
They grown product, men, and niggas. Yeah. If you look, like I said, if you saw in the chat what I told them, I said, y'all going out in the second round, and they hit a buzzsaw, and Tennessee was that team. Tennessee was the bright matchup.
Yeah.
Them boys wasn't ready for no Tennessee.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I didn't get a chance to fill out a bracket. But I caught some games. There were some games that looked fairly decent, you know, and other ones still look like terrible college basketball. Mm-hmm. What was the team that knocked out?
FDU.
Fairly FDU, Dickinson, was that it?
Yes. That coach got another job today, too.
Where he go?
Iona. He took Rick Pitino's place. Went to St. John's.
St. John's.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to
Pitino in New York?
Yeah.
Providence.
Back home.
That's a dangerous combination.
Yes. I was going to say Ed Cooley. Shout out to Ed Cooley.
He went to Georgetown.
He took over the Georgetown job and should bring it back to Providence.
Should he?
Yes. That's Ed Cooley, hard. Yeah, he went to Providence after they hadn't won. They hadn't been to the tournament in like 7 years.
We'll see.
And now he's a consistent competitor in the tournament. Providence.
You see what happened to Shaka?
Shaka wasn't in Georgetown. He was a
chance. No, I'm just saying, like, Shaka, I mean, it ain't looking good for a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ed Cooley just skipping over. He's not stepping up. He's just going over because Providence is already up there.
Equal. He's just making more money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was making 3 at Providence. He's making 6.5 now.
Yeah, them same people he's recruiting, he recruited.
Are there any teams that's standing out to y'all?
Hold on, but before you go there, did y'all see the backstory of the FDU coach?
Uh-uh.
So he took over FDU, right? They were one of the worst programs last year. He was coaching in a Division II school. I couldn't tell you the name. Took over FDU, brought over 3 players. All 3 of them were their starting or their leading scorers on the team that he brought over from D2. And they come through and win a game like that.
16.
So, you know, it really proves that talent is just talent. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the level that you play at, these guys competed at a D1 level and won.
And they were like the shortest team?
Yeah, like 6'1", average 6'1", height 6'1".
But they were tall, scrappy. Shit like
that? And Purdue is the biggest.
But yeah, that's the one that fake ass Yao Ming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't get a field goal in the last 9 minutes.
Yeah, he was Yao Mayonnaise.
It was awful, man. And I blame him partially. But his teammates more than anything else because they were shook and they couldn't give him the ball. All they had to do was give him the ball.
He's 7'4" and can't get the ball in a.
Because he they said it even after he take a pound or 2 because he's so big.
Yeah.
But it don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. You still got to give him the ball.
The tallest person on their team, 6'4".
So what about this Lively guy? Is he good for Duke? Because they were talking about he didn't even have a point.
Man, Lively is not. He's not a scorer. He's more athleticism. He gonna get you dunks, rebounds, and blocks. Pick.
So they were okay because it felt like they were hyping him up. They were like, Lively hasn't even taken
a dump late first round to me, but he's a second round.
What turned him up was when he was playing. I forgot what game it was. The Carolina game. He had about 9 blocks in that Carolina game. And playing Carolina, you'd play them dudes all the time. It's like playing your boys. That ain't nothing for them. So to step up for a game like that, even though it's a big game, it means something, but not as much as we think it does. It ain't like going on the road and playing. And doing nothing big. He's not a threat whatsoever. And once again, he's playing them niggas. So that was the biggest difference.
Arkansas went out to Kansas. Did that surprise you?
That was very surprising because
what did they call him? Devo what's his last name? Is it Devo Adams?
For Kansas?
The Arkansas. His name is like Devontae, but they call him Devo something. But he was balling.
Mm-hmm.
He was the main reason why they kept Kansas at bay. Cause he had like 20, he had at least had 24 over 24 points.
I figured
until he fouled out.
I figured Wilson would figure a way out of it. Wilson is nice, but Kansas don't have as much depth as other teams. Nor do they have dogs after Jalen Wilson. Mm-hmm. You get after him like Grady Dick is talented, but once again Grady Dick scared of them boys. He at times he shrinks. Now at times he'll score 24 in a game, but the next game he have 5.
Mm.
So. They don't have the depth in Kansas, so Arkansas just brought the heat. But Kansas was in control of that game and let it go.
They was.
Their cell phone though, was he?
Huh?
That would have If Bill Self was there, he probably would have won that
That's
game.
A difference. Bill Self is
probably one of the best coaches in college.
He don't disrespect the black man. That was
no disrespect.
He was saying that while I was watching the game Bill with Self, him. Yeah, he was like, I was like, bro, that's the head coach. He was like, no, it ain't, bro.
Not in Kansas. I knew that wasn't Kansas head coach.
Michigan State, back at it again, Izzo, bro.
He's a monster, man. He's up there with Belichick and all of those guys.
Izzo, he the old man at the club now, though, because he over here talking. He looking around like, bro, I don't like how this shit is being run right now.
He complained about NIL.
He said, you can't even yell at these kids like that.
You can't yell at
them. He said it's against the law to yell at them. They spend more time on NIL than they do on their game.
Correct.
Yeah, he mad.
Yeah, his all his peers are gone now. Mm-hmm. Now he's looking at
they probably got tired of shit.
They did. You know the Coach K's, the Jim Boeheim,
some similar shit. Yeah,
all those guys because it's not their way anymore.
Right,
they were used to running the program their way, and their way don't exist anymore. So those guys are getting out of there. He'll be soon to follow.
Boeheim said he was getting to where he was regretting. I didn't even want to go to practice.
But crazy.
He felt like it was that bad.
He said at least. They went on a 4-game losing streak at the end of the season. They was about to make the tournament, and they lost 4 straight. He said he was over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because as a coach, man, look, you really got to be able to get on kids at times. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you have to be able to have that type of impact. It's not about fear, and it's not about disrespect, but it's about
a spark. You got to give them – that's what you're there for as a coach. You got to give them a spark.
Yeah.
And if the way that they used to giving sparks is, like, played out now – they ain't got no way to relate. You know what I mean? They don't know, like, what do I do? Tweet them or something? They don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's just a different game now. Florida Atlantic is making waves. They got lucky because they had to play Fairleigh Dickinson in the second round. The biggest surprise, though, is Princeton. Princeton is coming through.
Princeton? They about to get their ass busted.
Yeah, they going to get their ass kicked this round.
I thought that last round, far enough.
I heard it was a little. I can't remember. It was a tweet or an announcer said you can't really find it in your heart to root for Princeton as no underdog.
So right,
go to Princeton. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, but yeah, other than that, it's been dead. I ain't really seen no NBA players.
That was the thing that was like a takeaway for me. Like from the games that I saw, I didn't watch all of them, but I was like, where is that guy? And I know college kind of restricts you nowadays, so you can't really see it.
Always.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, you could see it.
Back in the day, it was just you had 4 or 5 guys. So the play was elevated amongst the entire team, not just 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even think about when Jay Williams was still in college.
Yeah, right,
Okay, they have 5, 6 NBA players. The other teams had 3, 4, 5 NBA players, depending on the squad we're talking about. Now, right, it's like 1 or 2, and then that's it. And now there's
maybe
none.
1 or 2.
No, now there's none. Right.
Wait.
It's 1 or 2 in a game now.
I mean, to the NBA. NBA players were on the team with Anthony Davis. Weren't there a couple?
Yeah.
A
lot. Matter of fact, and that's
the whole squad.
Top 5 in that draft. Him and guy for Charlotte, who we drafted, I couldn't stand. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Yeah, went number 2.
Yeah, but I didn't really see it with Davis. He didn't really put up astounding numbers like that.
Nah, no, but Anthony Davis, he passed the eye test.
It's crazy that Michael Kidd-Gilchrist went 2 overall.
Bro, I don't understand how you draft somebody with no jump shot.
that didn't
he had
make
a triple
sense.
Double.
The Sixers.
The Hornets. Ooh.
But I remember Ben Anthony Simmons. Davis, though. They were hyping.
That was different, though.
That was a different level.
That's not different. That's
Michael
Kidd-Gilchrist
was known just for defense. And
Ben Simmons was known for
– that was a bad
playmaking.
Yeah. My MKG was where he could play make.
No, not the same. He was a two-way guy. He was more Kawhi than anything.
He was getting humble man triple-doubles.
Nah.
No, what you
talking about? His first game, he got a
triple-double. He was like 10-10-10 or some shit like that.
No, he wasn't nowhere near that.
Not for his career, but like his first couple games, I remember that. First game out the bat, he had a triple double.
Who?
His first game playing.
I thought he was gone.
Yeah, I didn't really see it with D Book either.
Nah, you didn't.
My brother talked Kentucky, about D Book, but
I was gonna say,
you know about Kentucky, they gonna go pro.
Kentucky has the greatest history of guards.
If you look at all, period.
If you look at their Tyler Hero, Emmanuel Quickly, Devin Booker, John Wall, De'Aaron Fox. Who else?
Monk. I did see it with,
like you,
with
like,
Fox.
Oh, yeah, Malik Monk. Like, there's a lot of guards you go through. Like, bro, Kentucky got guards.
Yeah, Fox and Monk.
You can even go big man with AD, Cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, Cousins. Yeah, so I don't know.
They said that's the only that's the only reason that Calipari's been able to keep his job, because he always got a class coming in next year.
Oh, always.
Because it's been fairly disappointing. He's got one national championship. That ain't Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And they ain't even been past, what, the first weekend the one, in 3 years.
The one, time that he they lost to West Virginia when they had John Wall, Cousins, and all that starting, he almost got fired off of that. Because it's like, bro, Bob Huggins was out there, and he got a pay raise after that. Bob Huggins was giddy as hell because they were just cashing threes on him. They couldn't do shit because, you know, that was the worst. You can't shoot threes on that team because none of them, all it was just, you know, inside out.
Where head coach got naked? After he beat somebody,
Musselman.
Oh, that was Arkansas. That was Arkansas.
Arkansas. He got that stripping, bro.
He's a coach for the Kings.
Yeah, you know I mean? Thought he was a player. It's like, no, bro. Why
he was? Coach? He was. That was a mating call. He was in all. He was in all the bitches though in that city. He was like, look, I'm available tonight. We just beat Kansas.
Yeah, but I earned this.
My room key is available.
Hey man, watch Kansas State though. They are pretty nice. They got. Keontae Johnson, the
who they coach? That ain't Bob Huggins.
No, he's a black coach. What is his name? I like that team though.
Yeah, I do.
Their point guard. You talk about next level player. Look at their point guard. Their point guard is that guy.
That's a short dude.
Yeah, he was like killing. What's his name? Noel. What is his last name? Forgive me for not knowing his last name.
King Cam.
Noel.
King Cam sent in a members chat, Brandon Miller from Alabama, the best player in college basketball.
He is. I can see that. Keontae Johnson is
in college basketball, yes, page, that's though. True.
You can look at the Alabama game and still not notice him though.
Sometimes, he does disappear at times. That team is long and good.
Yeah.
Keontae Johnson from K-State. Pause. Yeah.
That's my first you could have used either one of them.
But Keontae Johnson, I don't know if y'all remember a couple years ago, he the one that passed out and had the heart condition.
Yeah, I did.
And was out. Well, he's back and with a vengeance. He's going to make a nice pro too. He got moves all day.
This is usually a good weekend of college basketball, though.
Yeah.
This week 16 is usually like
the best weekend. Yeah, the best one.
Yeah, you can sit there and watch the games.
This is the one you bet money on, Shelton. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You've been asking in the chat, nigga.
Yeah,
quit asking us questions. Just go with your gut.
Did you really bet Josh Hart, though?
I'm going to tell you.
He hit.
What's gotten worse than the fantasy? People want you to check their fantasy throughout the season. What's gotten worse than that is the niggas that use the sports betting. Is such and such going to get 5 points? Is he going to get 8 rebounds? Is he going to get 3 blocks? What is that you use?
Prize picks. It's crazy.
This shit is annoying.
Yeah, but Josh Hart is surprisingly balling right now.
Josh Hart is the reason the Knicks are doing 10
points. What was the bet?
He needed 20.
See, prize picks you got to pick.
Points, rebounds, assists.
Yeah, prize picks you can pick if they go over 12 points or under 12 points.
Yeah.
If they're going to go over 5 assists or under 5 assists.
Okay.
And then, Josh Hart's last 5 games, he's had 7 rebounds in all 5 games. So you could bet him the next game to go over that.
In. Yeah, like a kick. Oh, okay. It's like a whole thing.
Well, I was just trying to figure out why you were asking.
You've been watching a lot of Knicks games. That's why you're over
there.
That's
what they use to get around, like being able to flat out bet in places like Georgia.
Now, Julius
Randle. Georgia can't flat out bet on the games. They use the shit like that.
Yeah. Julius Randle let me down, though, because he had 51 through 3 and stunk up the fourth quarter.
Nah, it wasn't. Well, shit, you can't drop 57 and say you stunk up anything. But my thing was, we just couldn't.
We couldn't score.
Yeah, we ran out of gas there. 3 minutes left in the game, we couldn't hit shit.
But that's why Julius Randle not a superstar, though. Like, you can't pace yourself.
He's not a superstar.
Bro, you can't pace yourself to win a game when you got 57 points.
If I got 51 through 3, I'm going to score 7.
I'm just saying this.
Nigga get 57.
There's plenty of games that you can criticize Julius Randle. Not the game where he dropped 57, bro.
He had 6 in the fourth quarter. They lost 5 with 10 points.
I thought he was going
scoring
70,
6
though.
In the fourth quarter is not bad.
In his last,
but when you got it going like that,
he scored 50 something in the first 3 quarters.
I understand, but he should have paced himself or something, bro. Like,
he should have took a deep breath. One game, you got to win that game.
How do you pace yourself? We was down the whole game. Defense was shitball that game.
Prince
was ice, bro.
Prince hit eight threes in a row.
Like Steph.
Prince hit 8 threes in a row.
He was just cashing, bro. Prince.
I'm like, this
hand in his face.
I said, that Tayshaun Prince? Who was that? Torian Prince looked like a tall. They made Nas Reed bro, Nas Reed out there shooting hook shots. Bro, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I was upset. We lost to a team with Ant Edwards on the bench, Cat on the bench.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I was surprised they lost that game, that bro, game.
For real.
It gave the only reason why I could sleep at night was because it hurt the Lakers because they needed the Wolves to lose that game.
Man, they've been doing some dumb shit. Anthony Davis and these mental gaffes, bro. To sit Anthony Davis on a back-to-back versus Houston when you need to win games.
How you lose to Houston?
For him not to close out on a three-point shooter to sag in the paint and just leave him wide open after you fouled him on a three-point attempt and he hit all three and then you missed the free throw. Mm. What in the entire fuck?
They say that he's like an 80% free throw shooter normally, but like in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, like some crunch time, he goes to like 50, 51%.
Wow. AD?
Yeah, AD. It's like he drastically becomes less clutch.
AD becomes Ben Simmons.
That's funny. Don't put that evil on him.
Yeah, so anyway. So I guess we're on to basketball.
Basketball. Let's talk about these MVP odds.
All right.
Mm-hmm. They switched up, Ken.
They scared y'all.
I feel like it took... Mm. It took a white man to let the white man know what's going on. Nick Wright has been going on a campaign trail saying, there's some bullshit going on here, fellas. And I'm here to call it all out. And niggas is starting to listen because you watch these games, shit, Denver can't even beat the Knicks.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know how you feel about them. So the MVP odds have changed. It's Embiid now. The Sixers been going off. How many games they won in a row?
They were hot until they lost their last one. But yeah, they've been killing it, bro.
Embiid averaging 30 over his last six games.
Shooting over 50% from the field. Yeah.
Last time I checked, the MVP odds is Embiid 1, Joker 2, Giannis 3. But Giannis is a distant third a little bit.
Embiid going to get this.
They're going to get it because they're just trying to make up for the bullshit they pulled a couple of years ago. That's how this shit is, bro.
Plus, the media started talking about it and catching on to it. It became a narrative with J.J. Redick.
They can't let him
And it's also like you gave this white man a MVP when he was a sixth seed. Sit down, sir.
Right. Yeah.
You got to sit down for that.
Exactly. So now that you're starting losing, they got to kind of make it seem, quote unquote, fair. But, you know, I still think it's still, well, I don't know, man. It still feels like some sort of pandering. You know, Kendrick Perkins, of all people, said what he said. And Kendrick Perkins probably scared them white folks. His big goofy country. Probably was like, oh, shit, we don't need to be pissing off the blackies. So, and then now here come the ally. So, you know, saying the same shit. And then, of course, he's losing.
Yeah, but it's his team losing, like, to above all.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad at it. At least, you know, they're making up for the fuck shit. But, you know, at the same time, like now Joker, I don't know, is he still leading the West? Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're still number
Kings
one.
Were club.
Yeah,
they're still number two is a king, so that's which is
so, yeah, insane. It's just like, you know.
It's insane.
You're still leading and now you want to take it away from them? It's kind of, I don't know, man. That's, they're going to lose the first one. It's just fucking weird.
Who the seventh seed the Kings play?
That would be either
the Golden State.
Nah, Golden State six.
No, let me see. I'll tell you right now.
I think Dallas is seven.
Oh. Yeah. Memphis right behind them. And Memphis haven't been doing that without Ja. So I don't know, bro.
Dylan Brooks holding it down, boy.
Dylan Brooks.
Kyrie didn't think so.
Is he the new villain of the NBA?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the Wednesday of the NBA.
Did you see the jersey swap?
Mm-hmm.
Man. That's some Kyrie shit, though. That's funny.
Well, it really was.
Act like he didn't mean what he was doing, but he knew exactly what
he
was doing.
Is that Kyrie saying he a scrub?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's Kyrie Irving, bro. Come on.
He a champ.
I want your jersey, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Who is you?
Get out of here.
Who is you?
You can have mine, though. Hang that shit up in your house, nigga.
Man, go get that jersey.
Gonna make for good
TV. Get that jersey
watched. That's going to make for good TV first round of the playoffs if they play. Because Dylan Brooks should take that personal. If you're going back and forth like that with Draymond and you playing into this villain character, you ought to take this personal. Mm-hmm. Fuck what Kyrie's saying. He didn't mean to do it. Nah, bro.
I wouldn't care because what Dylan Brooks going to do?
Right, he was standing
there. He was standing holding.
Hold on, I'm gonna watch it. Hold on.
He said, I said that. My mind was elsewhere.
That man said, my mind was elsewhere. He didn't even cross his mind to take his jersey, bro.
Nah, you know? Man, this looks innocent, bro. It just looked like a dab. Is there another video?
I sent in the group chat.
That looks innocent, bro.
He just walked off, left him holding his jersey, looking crazy.
He took the jersey off.
I wouldn't have known. That looked like you were hot.
niggas typically don't do that, Ken.
Well, he you took, do it with well, your peers.
He took his off. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? No, like, what it is, he took his and gave him his. So he was giving him his back, but he didn't take
it. Yeah. Oh, shit.
So he got Kyrie's jersey.
So Kyrie gave him.
Like he a fan.
So he came up to dap him for the game. Kyrie took his jersey. How you gonna do? Oh, no, I don't want yours. It's cool.
Oh, man.
Dang, so Kyrie gave Dylan his jersey. Same game, right?
Yeah.
And then Dylan tried to get his shit back. I mean, and he didn't take it. Oh, that's fucked up, bro.
You gotta, if you Dylan Brooks, you got to play into this. Even if you don't feel no type of way, man, for the, like, you did this shit with Draymond. The jersey on the ground. Yeah, like, man, get this shit out of here, bro. Want your jersey, nigga.
That's like Al Harrington saying Jordan sent his shoes to him after
take
that game.
My shoes out.
Talking that's about better luck next time.
Damn, that's funny.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
FIFO,
what up?
Are the Denver Nuggets the Minnesota Vikings of the NBA?
Jokic, Kirk Cousins.
Jokic is Justin Jefferson. Michael Porter Jr. is Kirk Cousins.
Jamal.
I think so. I think, you know, Joker does a lot of good things, and it's hard to stop him. But like I said, Jamal Murray, from what I've watched this season, he's still not where Klay is now, right? Like I said, I think Klay's going to come back. Defensively, he's not going to be the same exact guy, but he can still hold his own. And we're seeing Klay finally get his legs back under him. Jamal Murray is not there yet. You know what I'm saying? He's just not there yet. And without Jamal Murray being there, and MPJ has been up and down, I really can't say he's consistent like that, right? Like, I don't believe in them like that. They're doing well, number one, you know, but I feel like the Lakers can knock them off. LeBron come back healthy and rested, you know what I'm saying? AD, you know, the new nucleus that they have over there, I think the Lakers can knock them off. So I think they're not contenders, you know what I'm saying? They're not, well, they are contenders, but they're not favorites.
Barely.
You know what I'm saying? I keep picking Golden State, yeah. And I know they have the worst record, road record in the NBA.
They just snapped a, 10-game road win?
Bruh. I've never seen nothing like
it. They lost to Atlanta.
They just beat the Rockets.
It's the Rockets.
Right. Like, it shouldn't even count. They should still be considered on a losing streak.
So.
Yeah. When I saw they lost to Atlanta, I was like, God damn.
Yeah, that's bad, bro. I just think the Nuggets is just more of a fine regular season story that you need to get through the regular season. And then when the playoffs happen, it's like, all right, let's move these motherfuckers to the side and let's get to the real shit.
Is this the fifth year playing yet?
Who?
Is this the fifth year?
For who?
Go, them. The Nuggets. They had a 5-year plan.
Yeah, you said,
man, they fucked it up.
Oh, they let Bobo go. That's what killed it. That is why they will always be. I saw night people. I was watching the Orlando game. Mm-hmm. Bobo sighting. Mm-hmm. He was right there on the end of that bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Nuggets ain't. I don't think anybody fears them. Us sitting up here, that we don't think that they're gonna win it. Nobody in the West is like, man, we got Denver first round. People probably praying that they get Denver that first round.
What's the problem though that y'all see?
They don't have any fear, and no one fears them. I don't think they don't play good enough defense to lock niggas up, and their offense is all through Joker. So yeah. If Joker's going off, then you have a shot, but. If he ain't doing shit, then no one's really stepping up.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, Joker impacts the game on many, many different levels outside of really one-on-one defense, right? Like, he's a really good help defender. One-on-one, you can, you know, depending on who you are, you can get the best of him. To me, the thing about Denver is they don't have a perimeter player that is elite at attacking the basket, elite athletically, elite. Right, like they don't have one of those guys. And even when Jamal Murray is back, Jamal Murray is more of a skillful guy than an athletic guy, right? He's gonna beat you with his mind, with anticipation. You know, I'm not saying he don't have no bounce. Like, we've seen him dunk on people, catch lobs, but he's not explosive. He's not an explosive athlete.
Yeah, they don't have no force on the perimeter.
They don't, and that's their issue. So when they go against teams like Golden State that could throw Kuminga out there, Wiggins out there, Iggy, whenever he wants to play. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have guys that play with force from the perimeter. They don't have that. That's their main issue. Yeah. On offense or defense, they don't have that guy.
The type of basketball that Jokic plays that he's so dominant in doing throughout the season to make the stats look good, to keep him in the MVP race, in the playoffs when you're playing teams. You got Luka and Kyrie. They got LeBron, and you got Anthony Davis. Regardless of how we looking at them now during the regular season, in a seven-game series, if I got more, everybody seems to have more firepower than the Nuggets.
Because mm-hmm.
everything just goes through Jokic, and it's basic. It's not taking anything away from it. But in a seven-game series against all that firepower in the West, like, nobody should be scared of it. If I was Portland and I made the playoffs, I wouldn't be scared of them. Because I got Dame that can go for 73. Jokic can have his 34, 12, and 10.
It would really just depend on if Michael Porter Jr. can get hot.
That's what he would be the difference.
Bro,
yeah.
Let that go,
yeah, but he's
bro.
Not.
And who let expects that out of him?
I let that dream go.
If he was a consistently like, we would be having a different conversation about the Nuggets if Michael Porter Jr. consistently
was
gave
that
20
guy.
Points.
Yep, if he was
that's
that
it.
Guy.
Like just 20 points consistently. If he averaged that, the Nuggets would be a
Here's
different
Tobias
team.
Harris.
He averaged 17 and 6.
That ain't 20.
That ain't enough.
You said Tobias Harris?
He got to be above average Tobias Harris.
He's that.
See, 17 is like, okay, that's cool, but with what Joker does, if you 20, mm-hmm. that means something nice. I'm giving you 28, 29.
But see,
29.
The thing of it is Jamal Murray is the 20. Jamal Murray should average that. About 25
he
a game.
He ain't got that, though. He ain't
what is he
that.
Average a game?
He could have been before he got hurt, but
he
not.
He got hurt, too. Yeah, he been it's out too long.
That, mm-hmm. His time to do that was the year that he was almost doing it and the years that he was hurt. It's over now. He can give you about 19 in his best year from here on out.
Damn, this fool went for two.
And get the onside kick.
Ken.
Oh, it was late. I ain't know that.
Ken, is this the best slash last chance for the 76ers to make it to the NBA Finals?
I still don't see it yet. I know they're playing well. I know they don't have a lot of people, you know, looking at them and the expectations don't feel like they're there as they have been in the past. So they're just able to kind of play free without the external pressure. But is it their best chance with the Bucks in the East? I don't know. I almost dropped my computer. I don't know, bro.
It almost been a dumb
great catch.
I don't know. I mean, they can beat the Bucks. You know, they have beaten the Bucks.
But would you put your money there?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. So that's the issue. So I 100% agree with you. I think Philly is a really good team and a contender, but not the favorite. Like, I wouldn't put my money on Philly against the Bucks. My money's going on the Bucks.
Why?
Because Giannis controls tempo, and they have more perimeter guys, right? Like, they can slow up James Harden more than anything.
Yeah,
you can't do nothing with Giannis, and you can't do nothing with Embiid. That's what superstars are, right? Like, I could throw anything at you, and you're still, for the most part, going to do what you do. It's just going to be harder for you. That's all you can do against superstars, right? So they cancel each other out. Now let's look at the others, right? James Harden has been playing better, but he's not the James Harden of Houston. He's come down a notch. To me, Chris Middleton, all of the perimeter guys
he's
that they
he's come down a notch too, though.
He has.
A little bit, yeah.
He has. But they have the bodies to play in front of James Harden, to nullify him, right? To even him out. Everybody else is pretty much even. To me, Bud has proven to be a better coach than Doc.
Yes.
That ain't saying much.
I feel
damn, FIFO.
But I'm just it's the truth, in my opinion.
It's not saying much, though.
I think Philadelphia should be favorite going into it with this season
really?
That Embiid is having. If James Harden
is healthy. It's hot take Luke, can't let him talk.
I am. James, that's why I shut up.
If James Harden is healthy, I would take that over what I've seen from Middleton because he's going to notch down.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Giannis is what Giannis does, if Embiid is on what he's been on the last 10 games, and I can trust that going into the playoffs, slight edge. There's a slight edge there.
Well, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Have people really been talking about James Harden this year?
No. I think that's a good thing, though.
I agree.
Under the radar. It ain't no strip club James. It ain't going.
Then why the hell you mention him?
Because he's doing well. He's doing well, though. Under the radar.
But here,
I would rather have him than, like, him and Middleton are going to kind of cancel each other out.
Okay.
There was a point when Middleton was better, like last year, but mm-hmm. I think this year they kind of cancel each other out.
Giannis is a guy that can guard both Harden and Embiid.
Giannis can't guard Embiid.
I'm not talking about, see, like when I say those type of statements, I'm not talking about the whole game.
Okay,
I'm just talking about in moments. Like, basketball is a game of moments.
If I needed 2 points and it was late fourth quarter, I would feel really confident.
Oh, of course, but I'm bringing Giannis on the double.
Okay.
Giannis will be my double man. You know what I'm saying? Giannis is the Swiss Army knife of that team.
As long as he got some help.
Of course. Okay. Hey, I put respect on Embiid.
Okay. He's been hurt lately, though.
Who?
Giannis' knee.
Yeah.
Backed up on him.
But, hey, look. Superstars make no excuses in the playoffs.
No, they don't, but, you know.
I think this Philly best year. The weakness is Doc. As you say, that's the weakness.
Has always been Doc.
The weakness is going to be Doc, and he coaches way through.
No, he can't.
Like, I'm not scared of Boston. I don't. Jason Tatum can't, not yet, anyway, lead Boston to a championship. Jalen Brown may.
But he can lead them to the finals.
Yeah, he led them to the finals this year.
Yeah, he can.
All right. So.
If James Harden didn't hurt. Like, I feel like the James Harden and Embiid are the better duo in the East right now.
Oh,
there's no better duo.
I don't know. Brunson and Randle is the main combination.
Yeah, Brunson and Randle. Get out of here with that.
That could be a 50 burger any night, as you can
see.
For
three quarters.
Right.
Hey, it's still 50.
As long as they play.
Nah,
as long as they play 36 minutes.
Well, it's whoever gets home court advantage. I saw them talking about that on the show today, and I agreed. I was like, you got home court advantage in the East. That's your leverage. And that helps you out at that point. So
he yammed on him.
Yeah, he did.
Hey,
Drew Holiday.
I want my flowers when I said Donnie Mitchell's the best shooting guard in the league, bro.
You got that one?
You did.
Is he?
He is.
In the league?
He is. He put the stamp on it this year.
Yeah.
In the league, though?
In the league.
In the league.
In the league.
Only competition is who would be, but Devin Booker.
Devin Booker ain't shit.
Okay.
Why the animosity toward my guy?
He light skin.
It ain't because of that. I love all
his colors.
Of the black diaspora.
Best shooting guard in the league.
Nah, it's just that he really ain't shit. If Luka can talk shit to you, a white boy talking shit to you, you ain't shit.
Is that who I had?
Jaylen Brown and Donnie Mitchell are both up there, but he averages more than Jaylen Brown, so.
No, I'm a big time. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Donovan Mitchell. I'm a fan.
But is Jaylen Brown better because he plays both ways?
What do you mean?
Jaylen Brown wouldn't have played where they are right now.
But he plays more defense than Donovan Mitchell
does. He does. He's bigger. Pause.
True, but still.
That's what I'm saying. But if you just talk about individuals.
If I had Jaylen Brown in Cleveland, they wouldn't be a better team.
Well, does Donovan Mitchell really have a lot of competition for that shooting guard spot?
No.
Devin Booker, so Jaylen Brown.
He's the best shooting guard by default? Is that what y'all saying?
It's not by default. It's by what he proved.
I think he had a great year this year, though. Because right. No one expected Cleveland to be good. And here they go.
Not this good, but good. Yeah. I thought they were a playoff team.
Wait, you said Jaylen Brown and this team, they'd be the same. Jaylen Brown could play with this team.
No.
He's not the same type of shot creator.
He can't do
it. Oh, no, no. He can't do what D. Mitch
did. Well, you got Garland doing that stuff. You got
because if D. Mitchell played for the Celtics, they'd be
Garland's still young. He's still filling his game.
But this team has talent, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, this team has a lot of talent.
That's all the team got is talent.
They got talent that needs D. Mitchell, not Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen Brown would be like, I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Oh, my gosh. It took him out.
I always never understand how big men just don't. If you'd have your hands probably bigger than the ball, just grab it and then just dunk it, bro. All
right. So, after Devin Booker, here are the other shooting guards in the league. James Harden, Beal, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Bane, Edwards. Then you get into Van Fleet's Powell's and shit like that.
Hell no.
Like, who's his comp?
Nobody.
Besides Devin.
So you're saying by default he's just
basically. I'm just asking the question.
And respectful with the question. I'm just asking the question.
Edwards is up there. LaVine had an off year, so he's falling.
LaVine's done.
And Edwards ain't up there.
What are you classifying Kyrie as?
He's on.
LaVine will be top 10, but LaVine is pretty much, he'll be lucky he make it back to the top five, bro. I think we're not talking about Zach LaVine about a year or two.
Now, we ain't talking about him.
How long before he's exited Anthony Edwards, like, make a claim for that spot?
Didn't he get hurt the
other
night?
I think he's in the top five.
I'm talking about the top five best shooting guard.
At the position.
Yeah, and I think he's top five at the position.
Yeah,
it ain't a lot of
top five, bro. Period.
No.
Oh, that's exactly what he was saying.
No, no. top five at his position.
How long before you overtake Donnie Mitch?
Bro, chill out.
I'm just
you have to leave.
We just talked
leave like Mitchell left Utah.
No, I think
he'll never be that in Minnesota.
Why not?
Why not?
Unless he can't leave.
He He's that now.
Yeah, he is their best player.
He's just not better than Donnie or Devin Booker right now, but I'm asking at what point will he surpass at least D-Book?
I think we need more moments.
We need his own team.
He has his own team.
That's Cat's team.
No.
Don't nobody respect Cat.
That is not Cat's team, bro.
Y'all don't respect him. It's still his team.
How is that his team? We ain't seen him all year.
That's not Cat's team, bro.
No, I can't say that's Cat's team at all.
It's Ant's team.
Midway through Ant's rookie year.
Gone, bro.
Midway through his rookie year, that started to become Ant's team.
It did. But
midway
they,
through.
But
once he figured it out, it was like, hey, he's the man.
They need to get rid of Cat.
They are.
Okay. They should.
And they were respectful. That's why they didn't want to give it to him last year. Okay. But they made the move for Gobert to get rid of Cat ass. Okay. Because they were like, all right, so we just need somebody to rebound. We're basically recreating Utah.
Yeah.
But Ant, you know, rebounding, scoring, his assist game is up. You know, he's doing a lot on the court. But, yeah, I can see that FIFO a little, maybe a couple more moments.
Mm-hmm. You know, you need more moments.
Playoff moments, too.
Yeah. Playoff moments, regular season moments.
All-star games.
Yeah. You like know, he don't have the resume yet.
The number one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't even make the all-star game this year, did
he? Mm-mm. Yeah. So he's still ascending.
We had a super chat from Oblivion Radio. Who has more delusional takes? Delusional Nick or delusional Spike?
Depends on what we talking about.
He supposed to be number one on that list.
Hell no.
He had the Pistons and the Rockets going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I said the Rockets?
Yes.
You definitely said the Pistons.
I know, yeah, I said the Pistons.
Both. He said both. That was pretty bad, man. I tried to stop you. I was like, come back.
Hey, but
man.
K got hurt too, man.
Who did?
K Cunningham. They best player.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna make that much of a damn difference.
He was gonna make a shit of difference.
Yeah, nah. Kate is nice. But I don't know, Spike be coming with some heaters, bro.
Hey, what's his name? Who did they just trade for? James Wiseman been balling.
Hey man, Warriors fucked up, light years ahead. Guess man, not.
I can't really say that. And the only reason I can say that is because I wanted him to keep Wiseman. I was agreeing with y'all, but then I looked at it and I said, man, he getting more time there. Ain't no pressure. You just go and
– Oh, you're just saying you don't agree with me saying they fucked up.
Yeah, he's not doing a whole lot. It's not like he's doing a lot. He's 7 feet tall. He's going to get a couple rebounds and layups. It's not like he out there –
You saying he ain't shit.
He ain't turned into a killer overnight.
So why would Golden State keep?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not that big of a loss. It's not like they're missing nothing like that.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that I honestly still would have kept him though, just for size purposes. You just need to get out there and give me five rebounds. That's something.
I don't think they even really gave him a. I mean, they gave him a chance, but they didn't give him. You know, and I think that's the thing.
I think I blame that on the coach.
To me, that's not on the coach because where Golden State is, right, like they're literally competing for championships. James Wiseman needs a place to grow, like, and he needs time on the court. But when you're competing for championships and you're a young player that I know is going to make mental mistakes, I can't utilize you because all of our moments are game time moments. You know what I'm saying? And that's a tough teaching environment because my guys are beyond experienced. I need you to be on their mental level. You're not there. I can't force it. And that to me is coaching. And that's why he couldn't play. And we're like, we understand you need time. Play in our G League affiliate. But realistically, you don't fit our timeline because mentally you're not at where we need you to be. Some of the other guys have grown to be that. That's the reason why Kuminga is now starting to get more time. Now, last year it was intermittent. Last year was intermittent. Right now, going into the playoffs, he's getting more and more time. He's earned more and more trust.
Right.
Wiseman is not there yet. That's not fair to Wiseman. They did the best for him. They picked, in my opinion, I still think they picked right. Because out of the top three guys, LaMelo, him, and Ant Edwards, he fit what they was trying to do. He fit like the size. The prototype of what the NBA is becoming. He fit that.
They gave him away for a box of Cracker Jacks.
But you know what? Look,
and Shelton's
and the prize that was inside.
At the end of the day, they got back a guy that fits like a glove.
They got back a guy that gave up in the offseason.
But it was a money thing. They couldn't afford him and James Wiseman. They had to get rid of James Wiseman to get him.
Lou, what happens when you buy back the trash you gave up?
Do you buy back the trash you gave it?
What happens with that? Is that a good deal?
No, it's not.
Isn't that recycling?
That's not trash.
They're recycling if it's coming back to you.
GP2 was not trash. GP2 was instrumental in winning a championship. I'm not talking to you. Yes or no?
He was.
Ken, yes or no?
I didn't say he was trash.
I'm not talking to you. Ken, yes or no? Was GP2 instrumental?
When you ask it that way, yes.
Yes or no?
He was my favorite player on that team. You remember that?
So what are you talking about? Trash.
I didn't say he was trash. I'm saying they let him walk. As instrumental as
they couldn't afford him.
As instrumental as you said he was, they let him walk.
They couldn't afford him.
And then they went and they
thought they chose Wiseman.
They thought Wiseman was going to be good enough, but they threw him down to the G League. He didn't get better to their standards. And then they traded back a guy who they said we couldn't pay you at a time, but now we got the bread.
No,
the guy
we thought we could replace you with. It's not that we have the bread. It's not that we have the bread. So understand the mechanics, right?
So
they couldn't pay him because they chose to keep Wiseman
exactly.
in the offseason.
Exactly.
So and go get your bread elsewhere because we can't give it to you.
Okay.
You deserve it.
Exactly.
He went and got his bread.
Okay.
Wiseman is now not fitting.
Okay.
He's not where we need him to be.
All right.
We just went and got you because we gave up an asset to get you.
Okay.
You didn't come for free. We didn't just sign you off the street.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said they gave up Wiseman to get back something that they said at the time, we don't have no money for you because we're choosing this guy. But now we made a mistake, so now we're taking it back.
It's not a mistake.
How is it not a mistake?
It's not a mistake. You're playing with house money. When you play with house money, you don't make
mistakes. It look like house money? This season look like
it's
house
not
money?
Not like house money.
I was going to say, we spending a lot of time on a team that might lose in the first round.
My question
that's
is,
it's very possible that they may not make it out of the first round with their role.
My question to you, FIFO, is this championship window, how large is it?
It's closed.
You know what
I'm saying? This it right here.
It's closed.
Nah, it's not closed.
This it.
How many more years?
I think they got a good three.
The fuck out of here.
I think they have three more years to contend.
Draymond got three more punches in him left. But
I think that because Steph is still a top three, top five player in the NBA.
He's top five.
This year.
Look at him.
Bro, we see how quick that goes, though. Like that it happens like that.
I understand.
Like, it was one year that D-Wade was like leading. Number two on that team. And the next year, we was like, damn, what D-Wade
is? He's top five still.
I'm not done with my point because we seen shooters, right, that were athletic, like Ray Allen. And what happens when they regress athletically? They can still shoot.
That ain't Steph game.
Steph is never athletic.
Steph game is not what Ray Allen game turned into. What makes him dominant is being able to move around and having a body that can be durable enough for 48 minutes to run around, run through screens, run through picks. That's what makes him such an asset to the Warriors. That's
so we're talking about off ball, right?
Not necessarily off ball, but the endurance and the stamina and the body that it's going to take. And Ray Allen is bigger than Steph.
I understand that. But we're talking about play style, right? Or at least that's what I'm talking about. And the play style, that play style off ball, running off of picks and stuff like that allows you. It's way easier than playing on ball basketball.
It is.
Right?
How confident are you he can consistently be that way 3 years from now, though?
He's the best shooter ever. He can shoot.
We're talking about play style, though.
No,
body.
I understand that. But catch and shoot, he's the best.
He's a catch and shoot player, though.
Question.
What do you mean he's not a catch and shoot player?
Right, outside of Steph, well, go ahead. You got your question.
Hold on.
Well, you finish your point.
Outside of Steph, right, Klay is still a shooter. Off. He doesn't,
3 years, FIFO?
Yes, but he doesn't have to dribble to shoot.
He on his last leg now. He got to play defense. He got to drive sometimes.
The best thing Klay doing is talking on the sideline.
I see what you're saying.
He got a crooked finger
forward. Those are the old guys.
Yeah.
Now they have Kuminga coming up.
Kuminga ain't shit.
Okay, now they go to the point.
Kuminga ain't shit.
That's what we disagree on, boy. They ain't taking them to no finals. It ain't not Kuminga and
Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole's streaky as hell.
Kuminga and Jordan Poole.
He's streaking in a teenage draw.
They ain't the heir apparents. They not the heir apparents, bro.
Go ahead, Shelton.
I was with you for a second and I thought about it. I'm serious because I was thinking the same thing. Maybe 3 years is not a stretch.
No.
But they are looking to trade Jordan Poole right now. I don't know if you know that, but Jordan Poole is supposedly being offered out to teams at this point. They no longer believe in Jordan Poole. He's disappointed, and his time may come to an end now. But
damn, how you get punched on payday, and then you get traded out to that offseason.
So they're not happy with him.
Damn, Donovan.
Just things ain't going the way they wanted to go. So. That's the only thing that's scary. And I'm not worried about the top-end talent. I'm not worried about Steph. I'm not worried about Klay. I'm worried about everything else around them because Kuminga may not be there. Draymond is not Draymond anymore. That's what we need to be talking about.
Well, Steve Kerr, the smartest white man in the NBA right now.
He leaving. He's going to be out. I wouldn't. I couldn't see Steve Kerr sticking around for 3 years.
Damn, that's how you get rid of Poole, bro?
Yeah, that's the word.
Damn.
Where do you see this report?
Look at the same report he saw with Andrew Wiggins and his girlfriend.
Oh, no, man.
Shelby had the little shade room links.
That's interesting. They're trying to get rid of Poole. So, let me post this super chat, man.
For a big man.
It's relevant to this comp. A big man they just traded away.
Yep.
Anyway. Warriors been fucking up.
Oblivion Radio, hold on. The Warriors, they are done. I'm sorry. They are terrible on the road. It's the same team from last year. No changes at all. It's done. I lost faith.
Yep.
And that's where I was kind of trying to get to. This is that super chat. It's like, what has changed this year from last year? Steph is always hurt. He was hurt last year, and they still managed to been fine.
I don't think Draymond is as dynamic.
He wasn't that dynamic last year.
I mean, he played better defense. He got Clay more rebounds.
So,
yeah, but we seen Clay at his best, and it's okay. It ain't the Clay that we're used to.
He's still winning games.
He can get hot, man. They just
Clay's streaky as hell.
I think the
last
biggest
year
thing,
was their last run.
The biggest thing about it is something similar to what we talked about with Denver. Teams aren't as afraid of this team as they used to be.
That's one of the things.
Yeah,
too.
They cracking back. You know what I'm saying? Like the Hawks didn't look intimidated one bit. Trae Young is not. He's always played good.
Trae Young skipping to the layup line.
Wiggins been gone.
He's absolutely right. Wiggins is a huge, huge difference.
Gotcha.
Because Wiggins plays on both ends of the floor, defense.
Why he gone,
Sheldon?
Breaking news, ain't it?
Yeah, Sheldon, why he gone, bro?
I don't know, man.
Breaking news.
Shout out to Wiggins. Like Steph said, man, he got some serious family issues going on. So
family
I've heard.
Issue.
Family issues. How you know his family? What's up with the family?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Are you hearing reports?
No, they ain't the rumor. That's the truth. Now, what's happening with the family is the rumor.
What do you mean what's
but
happening?
They say his family is
what's the truth, son? That's what we're trying to ask.
Are you here to report on something?
Yeah.
You here to report on something?
No.
You ain't got no report. Thought he had the inside scoop.
He might have thought he did.
Well, there's an inside scoop going on.
Inside scooping. Yeah, man.
There's some scooping, all right.
Hey, man.
It's inside.
Yeah, man.
But y'all laughing at that man's situation.
Yeah, shout out to Wiggins, man.
We don't know what the situation is. Sheldon won't tell us.
We don't know what Sheldon. We laughing at him.
I don't know, man.
2 years, man. If that. This may be the last year.
This is the last year. If they don't make shit happen this year, it's a done deal.
Unless they make a big trade or something like that.
Wiggins is supposed to be coming back, though.
It don't even matter.
I just saw he's coming back.
I think this team got the same amount of energy as a fart in the wind.
But the only thing about it is, and I will say this, y'all, don't discount the Warriors, because the Warriors, like, how you say they are in the game.
They can't win on the road.
They can come
bro.
Back in the game. This team
can't
get
win
hot
on the
overnight,
road, bro.
This the Warriors,
and they got one of the smallest teams going into the playoffs.
That's the
they
scary
always
part.
Have though.
But they can't.
Kevin Looney, bro.
I'm just saying he's held his own through Denver in the past. I'm just saying he's held his own.
You think that matchup against the joke against the Denver is gonna go well?
It has in the past. I'm just saying, have they not beat Denver in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Has Kayvon Looney not guarded Joker in the playoffs?
You trusting that this year?
Who is the scariest?
Why would I not?
Who the scariest team in the West of y'all then?
The Suns when healthy.
Nah, I don't mean when healthy. I mean like, who's the scariest team? Period.
Right now, I'll probably say,
like,
what's
up with Durant.
What's crazy, I'm going to say this, like the beam. I'm going with Sacramento. Bro.
That's the scariest team in the West?
I think that's the scariest team because I don't know them.
Like the bean.
Man. What's more scary, a nigga that you see coming up to you or a nigga in the shadows? You don't know. Batman is scary, bro. Superman ain't shit.
I don't think they
Sacramento is definitely scary, and it's scary because they are sneaking
defense.
Up on people.
They play defense.
They play defense. The trade, like we talked about when it first happened, I tried to tell everybody.
And De'Aaron Fox
is working out.
He got a message. He wanted to send a message to the league.
Yeah, fourth quarters, De'Aaron Fox steps up and he plays basketball.
They tried to tell the league. People told him to get out of Sacramento for the long.
Yeah, he chose wisely because Sabonis is a bona fide triple threat. He's one of those same Joker-ish type players. Only difference is he's more athletic. But he's fighting for triple doubles every night. He's passing the ball. He averaged 8 assists a game, 9 assists a game. He's getting 12, 13 rebounds. He can put the ball in the basket. And he defers to De'Aaron Fox in the fourth quarter. So in saying that, that team is a threat. And you got, you know, Murray stepping up. You got Barnes hitting threes in timely fashion when you need him to. And he's playing defense.
They got Mitchell coming off the bench. They got a nice squad, man. They got a nice complement of players. That's and they're crazy. Doing – oh, you got Herter from the Hawks shooting out the side as well. They haven't
– they're just young. That's what it is. They just young. You don't know when it's going to show up, but it's going to show up. But honestly, this West is wide open.
I was going to say, right now in the West, they got
– I mean, it looks like Dallas ain't doing shit. Haven't been doing shit since that trade happened.
Oh, I forgot. The Clippers. Clippers, too. I would say the Clippers.
They got Westbrook,
If Ty Lue is
– he ain't that damn good, bro.
Ty Lue may be that good.
Westbrook Ken. Already out there apologizing, bro. He already said it was my fault.
I'm just saying when the playoffs hit, it may be different.
How?
Why is it going to be
and
different?
And Paul George up there. Why is it going to be different? And Paul George defending Westbrook, too. I don't even know what happened.
It may be different.
I just know Westbrook was fucked up.
But, Nick, we have – the only thing that we have to study is history. Ain't that right, my brother?
Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
We've seen in the past the wave, Damian Lillard, goodbye, get out of here, not on my level. We've seen Westbrook. The demise of Westbrook is in critical situations and bullheaded plays. And he has not overcome those demons.
If anything, Ty Lue just won't have him on the court. If that's what you're talking about, then yeah, I guess so.
We always scream his failures and whisper his success.
No.
Do you feel the same way?
No,
you and Westbrook, y'all walk a similar path. Is that
if Ty Lue can reign Westbrook, he already proved he could. To me, he proved a lot with Reggie Jackson. How he rebuilt Reggie Jackson says a lot to me.
Ain't got no time Reggie right had, now.
And he's coached up Terrence Mann to a level that no one thought he was going to be.
Reggie has never been an MVP. Reggie was damn near out the league. He was crying when Lou saved his career.
We understand.
Westbrook is different.
We understand Westbrook is at a different stage of his career, is he not?
But right. His career overall was way better than Reggie Jackson. So it's easier to talk to Reggie Jackson and ask him to do something than Westbrook.
I think Ty Lue, he could talk to Westbrook.
You know what it is? Look.
If he could talk to, it's not if he about cuss talking out LeBron, to. He can cuss out Westbrook.
Nick, it's not a talking to. Answer this one question. What is Russell Westbrook's old man game?
Energy.
That don't work, Nick.
What you mean?
An oxymoron.
That's a good
point. That's an oxymoron.
Kurt Thomas. No, balling for a minute.
Listen, the old
they
man
call
game.
Him Big Sexy.
But to his point, like you got strength, you can get in the block, you can back a little dude down, you guard.
He got a post game.
Catch a good matchup.
And he goes straight off the backboard.
He kisses it off the window.
His post game is like
straight off the backboard.
He kisses it off the window, Timmy D style.
You got to be able to strength people down by now.
Exactly. Look, your boy Melo. The real Melo, right?
There's only one Melo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other
no, there's
one,
two of them.
The other one, no. I don't even know.
But there's a first and then there's a successor. But the first Melo, Carmelo Anthony, right?
It's only one Superman.
Bro. His last year that he played with the Lakers, I want to say he averaged 13 points on like 40, almost 50% shooting, almost 40% from three, right? Because he got old man game. He can go to any team for the next 5 years and get those numbers, bro. He's not a superstar no more. He might have moments and times where it's like, oh, shit, that Carmelo, he just dropped 35 because he hot. He hot. He got game like that. But on a consistent basis, he's going to give you 13 because he got old man game. And he has efficient old man game. That's what old man game is that I'm not going to get 25 shots a game no more, bro. I'm not going to dominate the game no more. I'm not controlling the tempo no more. I got to take advantages of the opportunities given to me.
Yep, high percentage shots. Overpowering people.
Russell Westbrook does not have that. When I look at KD, old man game. I can shoot the damn basketball. I'm 7 feet. Jordan, I got a back to the basket game. Jordan, I don't have to run around and do all this. Jordan with the fadeaway. Kobe with the fadeaway. The game slowed down because you can't do what you used to physically be able to do. LeBron, what's your old that. Man game? How do you in your moments?
I'm just saying, don't sleep on
man, get the
look. What?
Come on. This the last chance for the Clippers too.
I feel that, but I think they fucked up, and I don't like to shit on Westbrook like that, and I applaud things that he has done. But
yes,
as FIFO has said, like we do have history, and I have to acknowledge what I have seen from him, and in the playoffs, unless he's on the bench, and you put him on the bench, it's gonna be some trouble.
Yep.
So that's the other thing.
He on the bench in the fourth quarter.
I know, and he tends to be. But how long is that going to last in the playoffs when he think he can go out there and win the games? So, and when his ego gets in the way, he's going to go out there and go crazy and try to win a game knowing he ain't really got it like that anymore. So my thing is, I just don't know why they did that. I think Westbrook just needs to be on a team that's competing to get in the playoff, a play-in team. So he can just go do what he do and look good doing it.
Like the Timberwolves or something.
Nah, get Ant Edwards. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, he get Ant Wade. But yeah, it may be similar, you know, but nah.
What were y'all thoughts on Ja returning to the Grizzlies?
I'm glad he back. Happy to see him back.
I'm glad he back.
I'm hope he balls out the rest of the season.
I do too. I really hope he learned his lesson and can get himself together. He said, what did he say? He's going to be fighting the mental illness part is going to be a struggle for the rest of the season.
He didn't say that, man. What did he Grizzlies say? Said that.
He said that.
No, I don't think that was a direct quote. I think that they were saying that he would be dealing with
shooting
that
the shot
the remainder of the season.
Yeah. I thought he said that. Let me see.
I think that's a quote from the Grizzlies organization, if I'm not mistaken.
He said, attempt to manage stress ongoing. So he said that.
So that's how quick do you think he's going to be back in the health club?
He said attempt to manage stress. I thought the mental health part came
from his mental health was going to strip club to help him stress out.
It was alcohol, they're saying. That's what the scuttlebutt has been. More so,
you keep on trying to keep using that term.
Keep on, bro.
It's not catching.
Stress,
second, man. Yeah, it's stress. Yeah, alcoholism is stress. Mm. He's trying to learn how to control his drink.
Well, you know, I think he had other stress relievers from the pictures and videos that was released from that strip club.
Whoever that was should have got fired from that strip club for releasing that.
100%. And I think Shannon Sharp made a perfect point. Like, look. You know, strip clubs, you want to cater to VIP type of people. Like,
nobody's ever going there. I would never go there.
Why would you? Yeah. Like, you putting on my...
You on the low? You supposed to be on the low? Like, come on, bro.
Playoffs. He basically did his version of LeBron. Yeah, so, they're going to the playoffs. They need to get him back on the court because they're what, the second seed now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and they managed to still win games without him on top of that.
They always do.
So, yeah, but... it makes sense. Let's see. And it sounded like he had a talking to.
Somebody talked to him.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Jalen Rose talked to his ass.
Yeah, he got some straightening now.
Yeah, somebody talked to him.
He got some straightening.
He definitely got some straightening. Either from his dad or his mom.
It wasn't from T. T probably got some straightening too. Somebody set them down together and straightened.
Yeah, that might have been a dual conversation right there.
That was somebody
that's
outside.
A good call, Sheldon. Somebody called both of them. Y'all two niggas, come on, sit down.
Do y'all feel a certain type of way that MJ possibly selling his stake with the Hornets?
Nah, good job. Great job. Get out of there, bro. Like, it ain't nothing he can do with the Hornets. Good job.
I am. I like the fact that he did on the team. I wish he would have owned more of it. He didn't do a good job with it, but shit, there's a lot of white owners that don't get jobs.
Right.
You know, their teams and stuff like that.
It's just that it's MJ, that's what
it's just that it's MJ and we look at it differently, you know.
Correct.
Look how inept the Clippers have been before, you know, they got Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and all those guys. The Kings. Shit, we can look at the Kings. Most recent, you know, shit, they just having this year, they might fall right back where they were.
Yeah, the last time they were good, they had Chris Webber, White Chocolate, Mike Bibby, Bobby Jackson,
Doug Christie, all of those.
Paja.
And like, you Michael Jordan, like, do you really want to worry about what the Charlotte Hornets are performing like on a random Tuesday night in, what, May?
I would. No, I would hire somebody to tell me that. Yeah. I wouldn't be the guy.
I was listening to a book, they did a profile on him. The guy was talking about his 50th birthday, how Jordan was like so into the game and they couldn't even relax at his birthday party. He was trying to catch the score. Like Jordan in a type of person, it doesn't seem like, they won or lost tonight. Like he want to sit and watch every shot. He want to critique the players. He want to be down there on the court and like almost going in with the refs and coaching. Like you Michael Jordan, bro. Like go do something else. You made your money off the Hornets. It's cool. Sell it to another black person, hopefully, and get out of there.
Yeah, that's not the word.
Magic Johnson, they said gonna buy the.
That's what I was gonna say, but that's the part that disappoints me the most. Of course, you know, being a fan of the Hornets and a fan of Michael Jordan, it's like you know your favorite things coming together. All things were great, except for the way the team has performed as of late. Especially, the whole time, to be honest with you, but I still wanted them to keep it because that's the only
majority black owner in the two major sports. So that meant something even greater than it being Michael Jordan, even though it being greater than the Hornets. So losing him was like, dang, that's all we got. You know what I'm saying? So Magic coming in with this Washington thing, I don't know if he's going to be a majority owner in that, but if he can get it, if he can get it, he's part of the group. But I would love to see.
He's going to be the face just like he was with the Dodgers.
Yeah. Right. Or I would love to see Jordan stay, but losing him, that would be kind of. That'd be kind of hard, but I understand because he bought the team in 2000. Yeah, 2010 from
180 million.
He bought it for like 275.
Three or four billion.
It was worth 270. It was 275 when he came into the league. That's what the team was worth. Today it's worth $1.5 billion.
He's gonna sell it for more than that.
The numbers are off. I looked at this today. He bought the team back in 2010 for 180 million. They're worth 1.77 billion.
Oh, I'm selling that bitch.
Yeah, he might be able to get 2 or 3. They
he's selling high, Ken.
Yeah, they might be able to get 2 or 3 billion.
He said high? Just he's selling high.
Yeah.
Super high.
I think he may make around like $700 million.
Yeah,
off of selling them. The steak.
I sell that shit.
Jordan, I ain't got to come back to Charlotte ever again in my life.
For real? Oh, he ain't going away.
I was thinking like, bro,
his shoes still sell.
He may be the greatest.
He's very tired.
Still make $400 million a year on it.
On shoes.
He may be the greatest sports athlete of all time.
Oh, he is. He makes $5.5 million a day. I think if they average it out.
That's too.
2.8 bill. That shit was like. That money to buy the fucking Hornets was in his back pocket.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Golly. Damn. Man.
Especially think about the time. He spent 180.
So does this make Magic like the best franchise owner, black one?
Magic pro black, yeah.
I mean, he bought the Dodgers. They won a World Series.
But is he's not majority owner though, so that's why
he's majority owner in most of these though.
Yeah,
that's why we can't really part of a group with Washington too. It's LA. All
right, well,
see, Jordan was a majority owner. Yeah, he's our only one that's that. So,
Damn.
We can cut to the super chats if we got any. But I got one question for y'all.
Shout out to Adrian Wells. He didn't say anything, but he just sent it in. So appreciate you, bro.
Did y'all see Lamar Jackson got his? This YouTube page where he about to do reveal his interview, like his self-curated interview that he did.
I talking to himself?
I don't know who he talking to, but he's got an interview. He said it's coming soon.
You know what I didn't know about the Lamar Jackson situation was that with the guaranteed money, I'm not sure how much the owners have, but you know you have to put that 250 up.
Yeah, for escrow.
Which is part of the collusion part of it. Most of them don't have that liquid. Like the day you sign him, you got to put 250 in an account, 250 million. Like it ain't, I'm going to pay you over 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's like this money going right here today.
Mm-hmm. It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of owners can't do that, which is why they up for the collusion, like what you said. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, the chat pointed that out to me, but I didn't know
that either.
Like if you sign him tomorrow, like that money got to be in the account the next day.
That's
escrow.
Wow. You got to have big money.
Yeah. They don't have 250 sitting around.
You would think they would, but.
Nah, I wouldn't think they would. These motherfuckers, bro.
Liquid, to write as a check. Like
they do shit on margin and leverage this shit, bro. Yeah.
Some of them owners, bro, that's all they got is that franchise.
So now you can.
If they ain't doing the books right, they ain't got shit.
Not absolving the collusion, but I definitely could make it clearer now where they'd be like, hell no, man, I ain't doing it. I ain't signing off on it.
Spike A. Smith.
I hope somebody come and give him the 250. I wish somebody had the 250 because you'd be like, nah, fuck
it. Sounded like Stephen A. Smith when he was talking about Kaepernick.
No. I just feel like ain't none of them got 250. A lot of them
you
don't have
understand.
250.
They trying to run a business. Yeah. So this damn thing, Kaepernick's interfering with their money.
All right. I ain't no. I just feel like they ain't got 250.
That's you didn't say Spike A. Smith. Bro, that's crazy.
Hey, did y'all see about Cam working out in Auburn?
Oh, yeah,
Pro?
Cam,
why
Cam
we even talk?
Up.
Cam to do what?
He want to play.
Well, for who?
He said he wanted to. He said he definitely know he's one of the
he
33
said,
best he said, quarterbacks.
Yeah, I ain't the. There's not 32.
He's not 32 better quarterbacks than me. That's what he said.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It might be 64.
Okay, it might not be 32, but it's not like Cam is all that.
But I don't understand why he ain't.
He said he throwing at Auburn, right?
Bro, he need to read the room, bro. If I just seen Tom Brady get 300 something million for media, and they paying Tony Romo all this money, Cam got more charisma. Ain't never been a black quarterback. You don't want Cam
talking in your television program, bro.
Give him a little training. Like you no, gotta, bro. You of course got to like polish the edges off.
How much if that was anybody?
He
that,
could break the bank in
media,
bro. We're
talking about Russell Wilson, give him a second chance, yeah. Man, but Cam. But we're talking about Cam.
Cam
bro.
Come with his little snazzy little fits.
You do not want Cam
every Sunday,
on
man,
your television program, bro.
Cam, Cam going to see a female reporter and they're like, what you doing here?
Exactly. I'm telling you. No, I'm sorry, Spike.
Mike, hot as hell. He's saying that shit. I'm like, all right, Cam.
Nah, man.
Can't be doing this.
You know, Cam can make a killing.
You do better get Kendrick Perkins, bro. Oh, you don't want Cam. Shit, Cam? Hell no.
I take him as media personality over anything on my football team.
Not coach, as a quarterback leader of your
coach,
football team.
Whatever you want to put him
in. Yeah, I told you, bro. Ever since he got cussed out by that little boy, that's how you knew it was a wrap on his head. No one respect him, bro. That was it. That's like when Omar got popped in the Kmart.
And he only 33 years old. I mean, I'll be forgetting that.
I mean, that's that. I mean,
life come at you fast.
Yeah,
bro.
You know what? Yeah, definitely for him.
That nigga in the middle of a random practice facility talking about some, I'm a show. Yeah, all right.
So what if he came and helped whoever drafted Anthony Richardson?
You don't want Cam trying to help Anthony Richardson, bro?
You don't.
Why is that the stigma, though? Why is everybody saying that?
Because the thing is where Anthony Richardson needs to get better, Cam was bad. So what is he going to teach him?
And the personality and stuff, too? Or is it just mechanics and stuff? You don't really care about the personality.
But personality.
You just don't think he was good enough to teach nobody else.
He can teach him.
Teach him how to run, but he's not going to teach him how to be accurate. He's not going to teach him footwork. All of those things, Cam was very loose because he was such a pure athlete. He could overcome those things.
Cam was an MVP. He can teach him how to follow in his footsteps to be successful. He played in the Super Bowl.
You hire Cam to do that if you draft Richardson?
Of course you would. But nah, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do that?
No. I would.
Just because you don't think Cam was good enough?
I don't think. What is Cam?
They got similar playing styles, similar body types people.
Right. I understand. But look, we've seen Josh Allen go from a big physical, non-accurate quarterback to a big physical, accurate quarterback.
Right.
Under Brian Daboll.
Right.
He leaves, it dips slightly. He's not what he was once, but it dipped. But what is Cam going to bring to the table? Because he was not that player.
But
how is he going to coach to be that?
Because that don't mean he can't coach it. Just like Brian Daboll might not be able to go out there and throw the ball like that. He can't do it himself, but he knows what it takes. Yeah, Cam can know what it takes without being able to do it.
Have a different, a correct perspective on how to be successful. He's been successful. We know. We at least know he's been successful.
Right.
It might not be mechanics, but it may be remember to look here, remember to do this, to do
that. I put it to
just
you like
giving
this.
Him a different mindset.
I'm not saying that Cam couldn't help him. Yeah. I'm just saying that what I think Cam could bring to the table isn't what Richardson needs right now.
Gotcha.
But early on, I think it's more about the mechanics. You know what I'm saying? Getting that foundational piece for those quarterbacks that are projects. To me, that's first and foremost. Footwork, mechanics, releasing the ball, and then reading the field. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't say that Cam was great at those things.
He was just an exceptional athlete. So what would you say he do?
What, Cam? Yeah. Well, I think that there are situations for Cam to be a mentor, you know what I'm saying, or a coach in certain situations.
Right.
You know, I just don't think that Anthony Richardson is right now for him or what I think he could bring to
but
the
see,
team.
But see, that's the misconception that we don't know. We don't know what Cam could be as a coach. We don't know his mental capacity. We don't know what he does on the field as far as outside of what we see him doing himself. Just because, like I said, I could teach you something. I could show you how to shoot the proper jump shot. That don't mean mine is proper, if that makes sense. I know what it's supposed to look like, but that don't mean I can actually go out there and emulate it. There's certain coaches. You talk about Jeff Van Gundy, he can coach, but he can't play. So just because you can't do something per se yourself doesn't mean you can't coach the next person to do. And Cam has had more coaching to these things than anybody, so he should know the lessons.
Cam's
so
not a starter in the NFL.
Would you bring him in as two in Philly?
Who, Cam? Nah, they got Mariota, and I think that's fine enough.
No, Cam's not a starter in this NFL, and he wants to be a starter. That's it.
He. The only reason I say
nobody
he's
would bring
because
him in
nobody
as a
really needs. Nobody's in desperate need for that type of quarterback. You got to be a certain type of quarterback.
I don't even think it's that. What's happened is we've just moved away. He's older. He's not as accurate. He's not as dynamic. He's more injury prone now. Obviously, he's older.
And last year in New England hurt him too. He looked bad.
That, but look at the quarterbacks that are dominating the NFL right now. They're all young guys. They're the younger guys. Not saying that you can't ball and be older, Aaron Rodgers and some other people, but at the end of the day, the ballers in the league right now are 5 years or 7 years in it. You know, 7 years or less.
You know why I want him to go to play and be a backup? Daniel Jones in New York. And I say that because they've proven they can win without throwing a bunch of touchdowns. And he does the same thing that Daniel Jones does.
We got Tyrod. I don't know. I feel like Tampa Bay could possibly use him. If I was the Texans, I would bang him in as a backup. The Falcons could use him as a backup. I feel like there's
Texans
a lot of
definitely
the Cardinals.
Yeah.
If like, he's willing to accept that role, like Falcons have him on the sideline.
Falcons get an up close and personal look at Cam all the time.
Hey, no, the problem is, like he said, he knows there's not 32 that's quarterbacks better than him. Yeah. So he has that mindset. You come to here thinking you better than the guy we got in front of you. That ain't gonna work. You got to be saying I'm humbling myself. I'm willing to come in.
That statement hurt him.
And mentor this younger guy. And if something happens and I need to play in a pinch, I'm ready to go.
He gonna break his kneecaps the first chance he gets.
Maybe he should go to the XFL.
If he wants play time, he might want to go to Miami if they'll have him.
Yeah, that would be a good backup place for him.
Oh, he'll be a backup. He's going to be playing.
They just signed the great Mike White.
Shit.
That's true.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. We Them Boys sent in a members chat, said Jordan Poole is stealing money. Stop it. Damn.
Yeah, Jordan Poole's had a disappointing season thus far. I think the fight was knocked out of him early.
He's doing that to spite Golden State. They doing that to spite Golden State. They ain't doing nothing about Draymond hitting him in his mouth.
Nah, Jordan Poole think he's.
What you want to happen when he get punched in the mouth by Draymond?
What would I have happen?
No, like what would you want the organization to do?
Ja was suspended longer than Draymond.
Ja was suspended longer than Draymond. That's true. Waving that little mini pistol.
He ain't even hit nobody.
And Draymond was relieving stress.
He really was. The stress of Jordan Poole getting on his damn nerves. Oh, hold on. Let me send this one. Otto, is Ty Lue overrated?
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
Why?
Name me five other coaches with a title that's better than him.
We spicy now. That's what I'm talking about.
Better than him. I mean, what has he done?
Name me five other coaches with a title better than him.
Keep going, Sean.
Doc did too.
You said Doc?
Yeah.
You saying Doc's better than him?
I'm just saying, why are we saying he's so great? What has he done that Doc hadn't done?
Not blown a 3-1 lead.
Because he wasn't never in it.
What do you mean? He was in the Western Conference Finals more recently than Doc.
Doc ain't been
out of the second round in the past 10 years. I told you a lot of Doc stats.
They're the same thing though. I don't fear Ty no more than I fear Doc.
Oh shit.
You must need a doctor saying that shit.
Oh shit.
They the same thing to me. I think that we overhype Ty Lue being just genius.
Who?
From the Celtics.
Where do you think that came from? That 3-1 comeback?
Yeah. Where the Doc talk.
Ty Lue, so let's just say, for instance, and we do a revisionist history. Back, if he never came back from 3-1, do we look at Ty Lue the same way?
No, he's looked different. But so far in L.A. with the Clippers, I think he's done the best he could as far as with the superstar that never is on the court. Made it to the Western Conference Finals without him when he got hurt. Took the Phoenix Suns to 6 games.
But he couldn't get over the hump. We don't give players a pass. Why are we going to give him a pass?
He got a ring. Because
he did more than Doc.
He got a ring.
Kawhi literally got hurt in the series, nigga. What are you talking about?
Who got hurt and we said it didn't matter? Somebody did.
That's different, bro. Because I can argue LeBron wins. I can argue LeBron wins the title over the
Porzingis went down. We talked about Luka losing, right? So we do it players like that. Why we can't do coaches? What's the difference?
It's different, bro.
If we didn't give Luka a pass when he lost his second best player, why are we giving Ty Lue?
Because that's like if Luka got knocked out and then we're blaming Luka for getting knocked out because he got hurt.
Well, one's a player, one's a coach, so the difference. I see where you're going, but that would be the difference for me.
That's his best. That's the best player you got, and they
so
hurt.
So how long before Lue is on watch? How long this team?
Lue should be on watch.
It's on this. This is the watch. He's on watch now.
Mm. He was on watch coming into the season.
Same. We talking about the same year.
He's overrated.
No,
he's great.
If he gets them to the Western Conference Final this season, he's not an overrated coach.
No, I'm with you on that.
If he gets them to Western Conference, he's not overrated. Because then he's proven that if he got his guys and they healthy, he can do what he need to do. But if he don't, then feed him to the Wolves.
I mean, they okay. He's becoming overrated. I think a lot of that is
you just don't fuck with him.
I did, but I'm with Shelton. I've been watching the results over the last couple of years. I'm like, hey man, like shit. Where's the guy that we thought was here?
He develops his players. I seen Zubac playing well.
Zubac was playing well when he was a Laker.
Why the Lakers let him go?
Yeah, they traded him because they knew he could play. And the Clippers wanted him.
They traded him for a box of peanuts. And
they did. But he was actually playing well, though.
Mm-hmm.
He still was playing good.
That's why Magic Johnson got ripped for that move. They felt the Clippers basically stole him. Yeah.
Magic Johnson fired himself.
Mm-hmm. He really did.
He did. So I don't know. But appreciate that. We'll see. We'll see. The other one I have, that's a good one, too. We them boys. Are we in an era of inflated stats in the NBA?
Yes.
Too many players having historic seasons.
Yes.
I saw a stat
that New York Knicks game last night against Minnesota was prime example. Minnesota had 80 points in the first half. And the Knicks had, 69? So in saying that, these teams are scoring points at a rapid pace, because of the lack of defense. I mean, you got some nice shots out there. They're making some nice baskets, and, you know, you're seeing some nice offense. But you're not seeing the execution that we used to see back in the days where, you know, if you watch and I don't know if y'all got NBA TV, but you can watch some of those older games. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the execution and the level of preciseness on the court with some of those teams back then.
I saw a stat the other
day. I don't see that no more.
It says 45 people averaged 20-plus points in the NBA. 10 years ago, it was only 11.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We just talked about Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray averages 20 points a game. And we talk about him like he's me.
People average a dub. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
We're in a scoring era, though.
No, we are. Right. It's a lot of the rules. It's a lot of the way that the pace of the game.
Yeah.
You look at points per possession, that's way up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the NBA.
A lot of threes,
right? Like teams at this point feels like they rather shoot a 3-point shot than a layup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because of the point per possession. You're talking about 80 to 69. That used to be damn near the whole four quarters back in the 80s right. and 90s. You know what I'm saying? So, Shelton, you do have a point. The game of basketball in terms of the execution, a lot of these teams don't have it. And I think that's why a lot of these teams struggle in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Because the playoffs do slow down. Now, it's not, you know, 80 to 79, you know, for the whole four quarters. Obviously, they're still scoring at a higher pace. But it is more of a grind type of thing. So those teams that do have real sets and real that know how to execute down the stretch, those are the teams that separate themselves. But it is crazy that we have 45 players averaging 20 points. And it is an era of inflated stats. But because of the shot selection and the amount of shots that are now taken in the NBA game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they're quadrupling the amount of three-point attempts and almost doubling the amount of regular field goal attempts.
Right.
Versus that era. So
and that's how they're getting these stats. Like even Sabonis right now, for example, in this game, he has 7.6 rebounds and 4 assists. He'll have a triple-double, and this is the first quarter with 2 minutes left. He'll have a triple-double before halftime. That's unheard of. That used to be something like to marvel at, but now we look at it like, that's regular. Mm-hmm. He did in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was asking myself when I saw Joker had another triple-double. I'm like, man, he's putting up triple-doubles like it ain't shit. So it's just like at what point, like how valuable will that be or will it continue to be? You know, that's actually a good question. I was like, man, does this shit just not mean shit right. anymore?
The impact ain't as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Joker's a bad boy. I'm not discrediting the Joker. It was just the way he's getting these stats.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Is crazy. So, yeah. So
them boys out there having fun.
Rob Costa said Joker is mid.
Joker is not mid.
No.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's elite. You can say a lot of things about him, but that ain't one.
He definitely not mid.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be Boston on TV.
That's a skill set that's very unique. I would like to have seen Joker play back in the day. I wonder how that style would have looked in old school basketball.
Like Arvydas Sabonis. Just a little bit more athletic, which is crazy to say.
The last one I have, I don't know if you guys have looked at the standings lately, but only four teams have less than 30 wins. The parity in the league is this year is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should make for a good playoff. I'm excited to see what the NBA playoffs look like.
I just thought the interesting thing for me is like when I look at, for instance, you look at the Lakers who have had a shitty season. So much has gone wrong for them. Mm-hmm. They're 35 and 37 somehow. And you would think that they would be at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But then you talk about how good teams like Utah, Oklahoma, Minnesota, Dallas, for one, had a nice little run.
Oklahoma, what'd you say?
Oklahoma City Thunder, yeah.
I forgot about it. I was like, who's Oklahoma?
And the Golden State Warriors, who's had a lot of shit going on for them. Like, the Warriors are 37 and 36. Dallas, 36 and 36. Like, they're two losses behind them without LeBron, without AD for part of the season.
That's what he did.
And all the shit that was going on. So that's insane. And I think the other thing is looking at the Clippers. The Clippers 38 and 34. And, mm-hmm. you know, so it is a lot of very average teams, yeah. especially in the West.
Throughout the league, yeah.
So the Hawks, look how bad the Hawks have played all year.
They're still like
50. And they're 500, 36 and 36. You know, Miami has been bad, 36 and 34. Brooklyn traded away their best player, 39 and 34. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the playoffs should be pretty interesting because it's hard to really determine who's good or not. And I think that's when you'll really start to see some of these superstars kind of, you know, make a name for themselves and win some of these series. So, I mean, if you're right now, the Jazz would play – well, no, they wouldn't. Minnesota and Denver, et cetera, et cetera. So, but do you want to see the Lakers in the playoffs?
Yeah.
With that revamped roster?
Yes.
I do.
If you're one of those teams, you get them?
From their perspective, hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah.
Early season LeBron Lakers.
Break LeBron too? Come back. I will.
Nah, man.
He like coming back.
Yeah.
LeBron going to be back.
Before the roster turned over Shelton – yeah, I wouldn't worry about them. I think this new roster.
Yeah. I think LeBron coming back going to throw everything off.
Mm-mm. Shit. Shit, it ain't like AD helping. He right. doing dumb shit.
He's talking about arguably the best player ever coming back to the line.
I see where you're coming from because the ball probably wouldn't be sticking. Yep,
the ball will stick, and them boys ain't going to know what to do with him out there. They'll freeze up looking at him. Them same guys that's playing and active now, the Beasleys, all those guys. They're going to be standing around looking at him. Reeves averaging, what, 16 a game? And it's over.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but, yeah, so it's going to be interesting, man. How many games we got left?
10.
10 games.
That's
weeks.
Crazy, man. We only got 10 games left.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then the playoffs kick in, bro. So we'll be there. When is the draft, NFL draft?
A month.
Do we have a date?
Got a month.
Okay. Baseball should be starting soon, but
mm-hmm. the whatchamacallit game ought to be over with now.
We're losing.
Japan versus America, baseball championship.
World Baseball Classic. Oh, we got to run. It's the top of the ninth. Uh-huh. It's 3-2, and we have Ohtani is pitching, which is bad for us.
Oh man,
and McNeil is at bat.
That should be all
right. Yeah, we'll probably do some live playoff shows. Drink more water. Yeah, those are always fun.
Don't we typically, though?
Yeah, those are always fun.
Yeah, I usually play it. Yeah,
so we'll work something out.
Ohtani is like the Joker of baseball.
If he can stay healthy, see, he always getting hurt.
April 27th through the 29th, this is great.
Okay. So we have to plan something for that. So that's next month. But... yeah, that's all I got. I think that's it. Rob, boom. Nets call-in show. Rob, we might do that next week, bro. We might do that next week. I'm glad you asked because I've been wanting to do one actually. So we can I'll see about doing that next week, bro. Yep. New things have been kind of slow, so we got about 2 weeks for basketball kick in, so we could probably make that happen.
One last NFL question. Who is y'all's favorite team thus far in the preseason as far as not favorite team, but I'm saying the moves that they made. Yeah, who's made the best moves this offseason?
Mm. I do like what the Panthers have done, to be honest with you. I do like the addition of Thielen. I do like the coaching staff. I do like what the Panthers have done.
Sanders.
I think, you know, the NFC South is always so crazy that the Panthers could damn near win that shit with a rookie quarterback this upcoming season. So then what does that say about Derek Carr? We don't know. That's
right.
But I do like the Panthers. I didn't want to steal your thunder, though.
No, you know, that's fine. I wasn't even going to mention them. Okay. I was thinking about there's two teams that stick out to me is Detroit. Detroit got Gardner Johnson. They got from Philly,
which is they a upgraded. Huge
pickup at safety. Y'all forgive me. They got a couple other players. They got Montgomery from Chicago. They got a couple other players, but Detroit is stacking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they favored to win that division. I like what my Cowboys did, of course. I like adding, I like adding nothing, quarterback. Really. I like adding Jones in the backfield.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore is nice. Ronald Jones is nothing.
I mean,
he's a downgrade from Zeke.
Third down. I mean, I feel like we're going to draft a running back. I've been hearing a lot of talk about Dejon Robinson. I don't know if I want him.
You would.
I don't.
You would.
Because you're going to go through the same scenario that you went with Zeke, and we're going to have to overpay him in a couple of years.
The only thing is he's both them put together. You can let Pollard go.
Robinson's a beast. I wouldn't.
Robinson is a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He's untackleable.
I would like to take him in. I wouldn't want him in the first round.
I want Philly to take him with that 10th pick. That's what I want to happen, be honest with you.
It's too high.
I would say so for a running back, but I think he's one of those guys that can, if you know, he don't have health issues. As long as he can stay healthy, he's worth the top pick. He's going to change somebody's offense.
That's true.
I like Brandon Cooks coming there because Dallas had, four plays over 40 yards passing, and he had four by himself last year. Yeah.
So I like the Cooks weaponry with Gallup going to be better next year. Then CeeDee Lamb, of course, should be better.
And I love Stephon Gilmore. That's my hometown guy. So, and he's a smart corner on the other side of Diggs. Plus, he picked off Dak last year. I picked off Dak last year. So that don't mean nothing. But also, the last thing to mention before we go is Chicago. Chicago, man, is stacking up, getting more. DJ Moore from Carolina. They finally got a legit number one receiver to go along with Mooney. They picked up, I knew him when I.
The dude from, I'm thinking about from the Steelers last year.
Yeah, they got Claypool too.
Claypool.
But they picked up a couple other players. Chicago made some moves this offseason that I really liked, and I can't think. Trey not number one, getting more picks helps too. So Chicago's going to load up. They getting some help.
I like that Detroit and Chicago have been active since they know Green Bay for them to be on
the downs. Yes, they are. And Chicago should be much better this season.
FIFO, Ben Betts asked, how can we get in y'all Madden League because I would give y'all hell? Are we opening it up like that?
Are we? You know what happened
I don't know. I know what happened last time. Yeah, she got crazy. But Ben, do this if you're still here. Just send us a message. We'll talk because it's kind of like a little privately that we have going on. But we'll see what's up. Send us a DM on Twitter or Instagram, and it's a PS5. And we only have a few teams left, honestly. We'll talk to the commish and among ourselves, and we'll see what's what. But don't be coming in there with that bullshit, though.
Spam,
no sir.
All that bullshit. We play real football. Some of us do. There's still some spammers in there, bro. There's still some video gamers in there, but you know it is what it is. Drink more water. Same thing, bro. Just send us a message. You're a member, so we might be able to hook you up, bro. Just shoot us a message. I think you're on the Discord or something like that too. So and then I'll we'll talk and then we'll see what we can get set up. All right, well that's the show for tonight. We will catch you guys next Tuesday. We are out. Peace.